Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they won the Small Business of the Year Award. Hey, congratulations, Bricconi. Well-deserved. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out www.bricconis.com or give them a call and order their special. I'm telling you, it is amazing. 630-717-9530. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NaprevilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NaprevilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing your home part of your summer plans or spring plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272. Naper Settlement, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. There we go. And check out their website because they got lots of really cool things coming on. Donna DeFalco was on the show last week, and we had her on. We just love Donna. Donna, I know you're a loyal listener. And there are so many cool things coming up at Naper Settlement, folks. If you have never seen Civil War Days, get over there and check out Civil War Days. And, of course, Naper Nights, the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're so proud to be sponsoring all the Naper Nights throughout the summer at Naper Settlement. Check out those dates. Put them on your calendar. Don't miss it. Lyle Savings Bank, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917. Hey, are you looking for some exciting live entertainment for your next birthday party, reunion, anniversary, wedding, or bachelorette party? How about opening day for your pool party? I know a guy who loves pool parties. Look no further than my friend, the very talented Elvis impersonator, Ronnie B. Elvis. He's known all around Chicagoland as the one and only fantastically Elvis impersonator. Fantastically? Does that make sense? This is what it says in the copy. Ronnie B. Elvis will sing and entertain your guests for hours. Lots of fun and laughs whenever Ronnie B. is around. Find Ronnie B. on Facebook at Ronnie B. Elvis or give him a call at 847-693-1045 to book your next party. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. That is four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs, light tours, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Hey, and how about taking a dance lesson on me? Naperville's Arthur Murray Dance, and in Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first lesson is free. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And finally, thanks to Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie, enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. But what if you have kids with you? It might be kind of dangerous to do that. You fall asleep in the... Matt Weber, my pal Matt Weber, is the owner and operator over at Clark's Car Care. And he tells me that this man cave that he's designed, it's actually a woman's cave too. It's amazing. You have to go check it out. Those massage chairs will put you to sleep. So if you have the kids, you got to be careful. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center, Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. How about that? Forget, what is the road? AAA. save the $37, get your oil change, and now you got free roadside assistance at Matt with Matt at Clark's Car Care. And if you can believe it, the service is something that you'll swear by, not at. Mention the Telly McCarthy Show for a one-time, I swear to God, I don't know who writes this stuff, for a one-time special of $17.95, an oil change there. Yes, you heard right, only $17.95 and $27.95 for synthetic. That's Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy customers.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly.
Oh.
I love my Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here on the Dolly McCarthy Show. You have reached the right channel. I'm going to put up the mics for everybody. We've got a full house today. We even got more guests coming in the second half of the show. It's an hour of fun. I always bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. You know, usually it's at my expense. Julie Kornick is in the house. Hi, Julie.
Oh,
good morning.
Good morning.
You remember her. She comes in here every now and then, and she's the executive director, executive producer, and the founder of my very favorite theater in Naperville, the Brightside Theater.
Yes.
Always looking on the bright side of life.
Yeah.
With that. That song comes to my head whenever you're here, Julie. And she's got this gorgeous smile. And here we are. We're also with Mark Johnson, who is playing the show's coming out. It's Spamalot,
it's
right?
Spamalot.
This is the next show. So this is really exciting. So we're going to be talking to Julie and Mark Johnson, who's playing Sir Lancelot.
That's right.
How fun has this been, Mark, for you?
It's a dream for me.
Get out. Really? A dream?
Python
Julie,
fan
you're
for
making
my
dreams.
Entire life. So.
I do.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so they're going to be here to talk to us, so that's guaranteed fun right there. And we also have some fun, too. We won't discount Senator, State Senator Tom Cullerton is here, and he's a very busy man. He just came from a breakfast this morning, and he's got some place to jet off to, so we'll talk to him first. But first, this is the good show, I like to call it, on Blog Talk Radio. We're live right now, so I want to do a shout-out to all my live listeners on Blog Talk Radio that have been with me since day one. 3 years, the Dolly McCarthy Show has been celebrating since May, last month, or March, last month. We celebrated 3 years, and May is next month.
Yes.
Hello. So I want to do a shout-out to those Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much. And all of my live listeners on WCKG 1530 AM. Actually, they're not live. This is a rebroadcast on Sunday when WCKG plays the show. 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio on Saturday morning, and Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Shout out to all them. And now 1010 News Talk picked up the show 2 months ago, and I've heard that they've told me their ratings have tripled since the show was picked up, so that's the morning show. Can I just do a little plug for myself here? Is that okay? I'll make it short.
Your show.
So if you haven't liked the show, it's my show, and I'll do what I'm darn well want. Please like the show on Facebook and on Twitter, and you know, and on Instagram now. My daughters have created an Instagram account for me. You know, we'd like to talk about good things, and if you have a good news to share, a good message, sometimes these are, you know, Senator Cullerton is here. We got some tough questions for him coming up. You know I'm going to talk about the state budget just a little bit. Is that okay?
Is that why you brought me?
No.
All right.
No, I brought him here today because it's very important to – on this show, we talk about good things, and we have non-for-profits on the show every week. And that's one of the great things about this show is we highlight non-for-profits in the community and our military and veteran groups. And a couple of weeks ago, I ran across a news article that said that Senator Tom Cullerton, who's here, is now you formed this task force aimed at preventing suicide deaths among veterans. And we talk about all kinds of veteran causes and efforts on this show, many groups, you know, how to prevent suicide prevention, mental health and their unemployment, high unemployment for our veterans and the suicide rate for veterans is higher than
so the suicide anything. Rate for veterans right now, we've had figures say 22 a day to upwards of close to 30 a day. And myself and Representative Kifowit, who is also, I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army. She is a veteran of the Marine Corps. We came up with this this task force. She passed it in the House. I passed it in the Senate. Now we've started our meetings probably about 4 months ago. And we'll be going on, and I can probably look at my phone. We're going on a tour throughout through various locations of the state, down to Southern Illinois, to start talking to not only veterans in those areas, but also to talk to providers, what they feel some of the best courses of action will be, and how to get veterans the help they need. A lot of times veterans get frustrated if they go to the VA hospital. They're not really sure. They don't know where they can go for state resources. So part of our mission is to try to get that accomplished for them. And then also, one of the things we're finding is an ability to reach out to families. A lot of times when people are going through personal demons, they don't see it in themselves, and they know they're going through it, but family or friends are seeing it happen, and family and friends have no idea how to reach out, no idea how to get people help. And while it's sort of an epidemic globally on all mental health, with the military, it's especially prevalent because we see these, this isn't like back in Vietnam, where people went on one tour and came back. You've got people who signed up for the reserve duty, so they do 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks out of the year, and they're doing 3-4 tours over in the Middle East. And they're coming back scarred, and they're coming back damaged, and we're trying to do what we can to hopefully make an impact here in Illinois and find a way to curb somewhat of this. And based on what we find and based on if this is somewhat successful, we would hope that more people would do it in other states and bring it forward in other states.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to be touring the state. You're mm-hmm. meeting with veterans to find out what exactly their needs are. Well, we know most of their needs, but
right.
why is it difficult for them to find the help when they've gone through 5 or 6 deployments?
Well, I think
and then they come back. Isn't the government already
giving
them the tools
afterwards? The
government
wants to, but it's and I can tell you when I got out of the military, you're getting out of the military. You're not looking for a whole lot of things. And then, obviously, the job market is not back fully where it should be. You know, I was infantry. A lot of my friends were, high school was their highest level. So coming out and looking for a blue-collar job, we all know in the recession, the blue-collar market, if you talk to any union member, they'll say 40% of their workers were sitting on the bench not being able to work during the recession because of the construction industry taking such a hit. So there are programs out there that we want to get them exposed to that can get them. The state has the helmets to hard hats where people can go online right out of the military, sign up, and the state is looking for jobs to help veterans and move them. You'll find most employers would love to have military personnel as a workforce because of the fact that, they know dedication. They know, whether they have the skill set of the particular job or not, they're going to work to learn it.
Yeah.
They're going to work to do their best at it. They're going to show up on time. They understand team building. They understand leadership. So they understand the roles that they would have to play in pretty much any environment, and they're more than willing to jump in. It's just getting those resources out to them and making sure they know how to get there.
Yeah, right. Because when they leave the military, and by the way, thank you for your service. I wanted to thank you at the top of the show. Because when they leave and they come out of their service and they're in the real world, so to speak, they're probably not even aware of the difficulties that lie ahead of them. They probably think, oh, this is fine, I can handle this. And then they come back and they find out we've got high unemployment, especially in the state of Illinois. And there's other issues that hit them later, like mentally and emotionally and physically with the family. So these take some time. And so when a veteran leaves their duties, do we have somebody or some group that immediately reaches out to them? Or is that something that with this task force we will accomplish?
We've done some opportunities. Last year, or about a year and a half ago, Senator Mike Hastings out of the South Suburbs ran a bill that tries to coordinate. There's tons of different programs out there. There's Wounded Warriors. There's all these different programs that try to bring benefits to the military. And a lot of them were formulated and started by former military veterans who didn't see any opportunity. So there's a coordination effort on the state to try to get all those sort of people into, I would say, one packet of information that we can get to the veterans. But the hardest part is, and I know this coming as a veteran, a lot of times we're not going to go out looking for help. We're going to go out, we think we can do it on our own. We don't think we need help. Mm-hmm. We were in the military. I was infantry. You don't want to go look to a service agent. You think I'm going to go to a social service agent. You go, no, I can do it. And many times they won't even recognize if they have scars from duty. But you will see a lot of former military reaching out. We have a wonderful woman down in the Peoria area who's got a gym that, teaches Muay Thai. and I think I said that right, but she opens it up and pushes to get military in there because she understands she's a former Marine as well. And she understands, you know, bringing people in, letting them get out some of the frustrations of coming back to the real world. And you'll find military people will gravitate a lot of times towards other military people. It's just a common bond we all have with each other. We all had a drill sergeant yell at us and, you know, make us crawl through the dirt. We all had somebody tell us, you know, you're never going home. I mean, this is just sort of something that military people understand. So we all tend to gravitate a lot of times to each other.
Mm-hmm. So the state, with this task force, are you planning on creating a specific website that veterans can go to and everything is kind of listed there and how what can be?
So at this point, we're not exactly sure what the final formulation will be.
Okay.
That's obviously part of the reason we want to go on this listening tour. We've had meetings with myself, Representative Kifowit. We've also brought in former chaplains, National Guard folks who work with the state, social service providers. The goal to do the listening tour is we're hoping to get veterans to come by. And I will tell you, I can get you the dates of the listening tour. If I had them on my phone, I would give them to you now. But I can send them directly to you. If you could post them up, that would be great. But it's going to be throughout the state. We want to know what the veterans are going to feel is the best way to get information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing for us to, you know, a lot of times the government will dictate how you have to get something. But we'd rather get from the user end what's going to be the best benefit for them and how they're going to find the information quickest, and also how their family is going to be able to find the information quickest. Part of the psychological fact is if you're stuck overseas for a year and your spouse is sitting here trying to raise children and not sure you were maybe, say, the major income provider, your spouse is wondering how to juggle bills and everything else because your military pay is going to definitely be less than what your pay was in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that from just when I was in. So we want to help all of them as much as we can. The eventual goal will be to offer and find a way to get the information in the military into the veterans' hands as fast as possible and as quick as possible, either when they come out of the service, while they're still in the service, even if it's going through all the VFWs. The VFWs are great resources, but their numbers are dwindling as well. You know, the VFWs were brought about, and they had a huge influx after World War II. I'm sure your grandparents and everybody's grandfather was part of the VFW, and they all went there to the hall for their monthly or weekly meeting, and it was a great place to spend the weekend. But those numbers are going less and less as less people actually go to foreign conflicts. So we're hoping that they can be a big partner. The American Legion, we're pushing to be a big partner, and we'll keep moving forward on it.
Okay. Well, we're talking right now to State Senator Tom Cullerton, who has formed a task force. This is the first of its kind. Task force?
I believe so.
I aimed at preventing...
But I've only been in state government since 2012.
Okay.
I got elected. So
all right.
I don't know what happened the,
okay.
the 150
most
years
recent,
before
then.
Me.
The most recent action. And speaking of action, Illinois, as you all know, Illinois is now the only state without a budget. 9 months later, here we are, no budget. Are you sleeping much at night? And how can you focus on this and show our veterans that the state really cares while we have no budget? And money is actually being taken away from hundreds of groups, including the Des Plaines-based social service program that provides support to veterans and their families, Legacy Corps, which currently serves more than 250 military families in 72 Illinois communities. It's one of 30 programs that officials with Lutheran Social Services of Illinois announced just recently that it's closing due to the state's inability to pass a budget for the past 9 months. What do you say to that?
10 months.
10 months now.
We haven't been able to pass a budget. And it, I will say we're sitting at, you know, sadly, it's more of an ideology battle than it is a budget battle. I think both sides and everybody agrees that there needs to be some type of revenue stream, what that's going to be. Nobody, you know, there have been a lot of proposals up there. The compromises that have come last week, we did a compromise to get funding to the universities to keep them at least afloat till the next budget year and hopefully get them more money in the long run. Next week, we passed a bill in the Senate on Friday, that'll put about $400 million to the social service providers. So hopefully to give them at least a lifeline while this continues and while we hopefully finish this out and finalize this year's budget. And remember, we've got to get next year's budget done by May 31st.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of work on board and I mean, I'm doing town halls constantly when we're back here in district this week. So we ended on Friday. This week was sort of Passover week, so we aren't down this week. But I believe I've had two, three town halls. A senior fair was with the Glendale Heights Business Appreciation. I'll be at the Glen Oaks Hospital Foundation right after this to discuss how we're going to keep them funded and keep them up. And Lutheran Social Services is one, but Catholic Charities is still owed about $26-27 million, and they could close down if they end up closing services. Part of the residual effect of some of this is people go, well, why are we spending money on all these different things? On top of the people not getting the services provided, people are becoming unemployed because of this. You're getting social workers who are who will end up leaving the field and not coming back because it's such a difficult field to be in if it's so reliant, if the mental health industry is so reliant on government and government's not going to pay, social workers aren't going to get into the business. People aren't going to want to get into the business to help people if they know that there's not going to be a paycheck for it.
Well, and also let's talk about education. In the long run, there's over 1,000 students that have left state schools since this because of problems with the MAP grants.
The MAP grants, part of the funding for last week for the higher ed bill that got passed, now MAP grant funding is, they gave 43% of the MAP grant funding. Thankfully, most of our state schools are still honoring the MAP grants. But some of the private schools, Columbia is not going to take MAP grants on credit next year. ITT is actually asking people to pay back any of the MAP grant funding that they fronted. So the private institutions are going to be the ones. I think DePaul is the only one who came out and said that they'll cover it no matter what. DePaul may be the one university who said that. And again, there may be more that I try to stay as updated as possible, as humanly possible, but information keeps coming on a daily, especially when it comes to who's losing funding, who won't have funding.
It's overwhelming when you look at this. I Googled last night who's suffering from the lack of a budget here, and it's just all of these groups, and it's just nonstop. I mean, we're losing 85,000 seniors are not getting their Meals on Wheels. And I know that the parishes, the churches in the Chicago area are stepping that up, but, I mean, we've got,
so here
know,
in DuPage,
across the state.
Here in DuPage, we went down to 2 days a week of Meals on Wheels at the beginning of the year, with the only meal being two. I was with the Senior Citizens Advocacy Council. They are now back up to 3 days a week, but actually providing 7 days worth of meals. So when they go on those 3 days, and what people don't understand a lot of times is they think it may just be a meal, but the social impact of having somebody come by once a day just to check and make sure that they're okay, and to actually give a lifeline to people who, I mean, imagine going 3-4 days without talking to anybody and just the only conversation you have may be with your TV.
Now, more than ever, you need to reach out to your elderly neighbors because of this,
more than ever. And I push during the winter to always go out, shovel, make sure the heat's on, make sure your elderly neighbors are taken care of. And by the way, on May 7th, the DuPage Senior Citizens Advocacy Council is having a Dancing with the Stars fundraiser at Drury Lane. Much of that money will go to Meals on Wheels and other programs, and I'm one of the contestants.
Are you really?
Yes,
you're
going
to be dancing?
Yes,
all right, what's the song you're dancing to?
It's I'm a Man, and it's I'm going to, I thought I'd be
I'm
doing
a man
just
with dancing a, shoes, okay?
I thought I'd just be doing some little square dance or some little theater, you know, grapevine, but they actually have me doing real dance.
Wow. All right, how frustrated are you with state government? Is it very difficult? I mean, it's the law to pass a budget. And we're hearing Rauner and the state legislature haven't even met. Michael Madigan and Rauner haven't even faced each other in 10 months?
So, they did last week. I mean, they were together last week.
Okay, last week. How did I miss it?
They were together before that. And if you remember, October, November, December, they were having leadership meetings. And a budget was passed. It was more money than the state was bringing in. Now, there were some people that said, you know, you should only pass what's possibly coming in. Other people had said, well, the governor could use his veto pen and strike out to get it to be what money's coming in. Again, we go back to this ideological battle of wills. And now there's a lot of us who are frustrated. Many people in the news tout that sort of the rank and file members like myself are the ones that came up with the higher ed fix and we're pushing a lot more of the budget fix. But at the same time, obviously, on the GOP side, they need the leadership to, you know, make their moves as well. We need the leadership to make our moves as well. So you will see more coming out in probably the next 2 weeks as more, I would say, people sort of myself. You remember, I've been there 3 years, but as you get a, sort of the newbies navigating and just pushing this forward, and we've been doing that since the beginning, it's just now we're getting more headway because the news is picking it up, because the news is picking up more. You know, back in the day, 2-3 years ago, if some rookie legislator had a piece of legislation, an idea, most news sources would go, well, that's, I'll find out what the leaders think, and that'll be the important one. But now, as we're sort of in this impasse, the media outlets and others are talking to more of us who actually are bringing as many ideas as possible as we can to the forefront and hoping some of those get through and get through the leadership and through the council.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen progression in the last 10 months, or have you been frustrated for most of it and up until the last 2 weeks?
I am a huge optimist. So I've always
all
been,
right,
okay, here we're going to get it settled on this one. We're going to get it settled on this date. We're not going to get settled on this.
Who do you think is
going to
win this battle here of ideology?
I'm hoping the state of Illinois wins.
Well, you know, I do too. That's for sure. But really, between the legislature and the governor, who's going to give? Is it going to be a give and take? Are we going to see an equal share?
Sadly, it really shouldn't be.
Because the governor wants, he's pro-business, and he wants.
Well, I think everybody's pro-business. It's their, it's the ideology of what you feel is pro-business.
Mm-hmm.
There is a an underlying thought of getting rid of unions in the state of Illinois, and I think in the state of Illinois, you would be hard-pressed to find anybody who doesn't have a brother, a sister, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, a grandfather who was not a teacher, not a cop, not a firefighter, not a garbage man, not who that allowed them the availability to have a middle class life. And if you,
well, some would say they're not having a middle class life anymore. They're actually the upper class.
Well, many of us would feel that if those protections go away, that you will now see a sort of a race to the bottom. You know, if you want to pay teachers $10 an hour, what kind of education are they going to be teaching your kids?
Yeah.
If you want to destroy any type of regulations, what's going to be safe for people? You know, when my tax dollars go to build a school for my kids, I want to make sure that the electrical is done right, and I want to know that it's actually the roof's not going to cave in, and that they weren't just picking up people off the side of the road to go build my roads that I'm driving on, and that they're gone in 2 years, and I'm paying for it again and again and again because I don't have solid labor and I don't have solid construction. And I think that's somewhat of the ideological battle going on. Workers' comp is always talked about, and there's a way that workers' comp is being structured and framed now. But based on what happened in 2011 before I got there and the fix they put in, we were number one in cost for workers' comp. We're now down from that fix, I want to say, to like almost number nine. So we're still high up there, but the fix is working. It's slowly driving down the costs of our worker compensation costs. And we want to make sure that the employers aren't getting gouged. We want to make sure that people aren't getting hammered by false claims. So bringing in more auditing of workers' compensation claims, I think, would be a huge benefit to all of us. Bringing in more auditing of many different programs to make sure that the people who need the services are getting the services and people aren't taking advantage of the system.
Well, we got to pass the state budget to get all that done.
Oh, yes.
What are your predictions? Do you think we're going to get a budget in the next month?
So I think
so we can then start delaying next year's budget?
No, I think I think you'll see somewhat of a fix coming about the next 2 weeks, and then a budget will be delivered on the 17th. Whether it'll be a budget the governor wants to have, and whether or not he'll be for it or against it. And let's remember, last year, the only piece of the budget he did sign was the K-12 education budget. And obviously, you know, we need to send our kids to school. And that, however, had he not signed that, maybe this all would have been solved by now.
What do you want to say to Governor? If Rauner was here today, right now, what would you want to say to him to convince him that let's get this moving?
Oh, well, you know what? I see the governor frequently, and I see him.
What do you say? What do you guys say?
We talk about, all right, let me know what I can do to help. Let me know how I can find a middle ground. Tell me what will work and what won't work. Any anti-union proposal, you know, that for me is sort of a killer right there. But everything else I can deal with and I can help. I was before I came to the state legislator, legislature. I was president of the Village of Villa Park, but I was also worked for Hostess and was a Teamster. So for me, being a union member, that's what gave me the ability for my wife to stay home. And, you know, while we didn't make a ton of money, I was able to afford a house. My three children were able to go to school, keep them in clothes, and keep sort of a middle-class lifestyle. And I'd like to be able to keep blue-collar people having that ability.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, one more question.
Yes.
The environment in Springfield right now, I mean, the impression that we are getting here is that you guys are not even talking to each other. Both sides are far opposite sides of the aisle. And so what you're saying that there actually has been collaboration. They're working through this, actively work. Because it seems, you know, when you hear on the news, they're not talking. And doesn't look very hopeful. So ever the optimist, Senator Tom Cullerton is here to tell us that there is hope. We will be getting a budget soon, we hope.
And
yes,
I mean,
hope.
People are talking.
I'm nervous. My daughter just got accepted to U of I. I'm a little nervous.
U of I is a tremendous school, and it's the engineering program there is fantastic. And as a research university, it really does some incredible work.
Well, it's sad to see like Chicago State, which is a majority black college, 4,500 students, announcing a state of financial emergency, putting all of the 900 faculty members on notice, layoff notice. So, you know, those type of things, when you read those, it makes it kind of nerve-wracking for parents in Illinois.
Yes, it does.
Good luck to you down there.
Thank you
for stopping by. State Senator Tom Cullerton is here. Thank you. I know you're super busy. And thank you for everything you're doing for our veterans. And
sure.
I know I want to have you back on the show. We'll follow up in June with this task force. I'd love to find out what
July, our... because we've got meetings in June as well.
Okay. Well, I think your press girl booked you in June. We better talk to her.
All right. Well,
but
we'll
thank you.
June, July, whatever you need me here.
We'll
I'm
do
fine.
It in July if that's better. If we'll
whatever
have a,
you want,
more
I'll
answers. And
here.
Hopefully we'll be celebrating that past state budget. Thank you again for coming by.
Thank you.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Great conversation. We very rarely do we have an. I hope you didn't feel that I was too hard on you, Mr. Cullerton.
I like that you kicked me out.
I'm not kicking
excellent.
You out. You can hang around.
Get out of here. Thanks for coming by. Why are you still here? What's going on?
You know what? We did have some good news.
It was fun to talk to you. Now leave. Brutal, wasn't it?
No, you know, I had to ask those questions. You know, my background. I'm a journalist, but you know. It's nice to hear something positive.
Yeah.
So we're hopeful by listening to you. Thank you for everything.
Well, that's the goal.
All right. I know you're a busy man. And
good
so
thank
get
you.
That budget passed.
On my
you.
Way to my next thing.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you for stopping
Dolly.
By. We'll see you soon. All right. Julie Cornick, the founder and executive director and producer of the Brightside Theater. And she's joined by Mark Johnson, who is playing Sir Lancelot and their next production coming out in June. Spamalot.
Yeah.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks,
thank you.
Sally. Yeah, we're so excited to be here again. Thank you always. We love to come here and talk about what's coming up next on our stage.
Yes.
And, you know, we're celebrating our fifth anniversary season. This
we're
is
celebrating 5 years. Wow.
Yes.
This is fantastic. Congratulations to you.
Thank
Mark,
you.
You're hidden behind this monitor. Come on, sit in the middle chair. I want to see you. After we talk to the Brightside Theater, Kim Char Meredith, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, performers, is in the house. She's setting up and tuning her guitar, and she'll be joining us too. So we got lots of treats on this show.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the Brightside Theater. For those that are not familiar with it, you know, I talk about you every week on the show because we do sponsor this theater. It is like, you know, it's in Naperville, based in Naperville.
Yes.
You're at Miley Swallow Hall, your production.
Yes.
It's beautiful
renters
space.
At North Central College. Yes.
Renters. There we go, folks.
Yes.
And you're always looking for sponsorship. So I like to plug that, you know, you've got to support the local arts. You know?
Absolutely. This is our fifth anniversary season. We are Naperville's only professional theater company performing in the heart of downtown Naperville in that historic district.
Yeah.
And we have been very blessed for North Central College to allow us to be renters there, and that has really been our home for our five seasons. And, of course, it's our anniversary season, so we really started on the love of farce and comedies and musicals, and looking on the bright side of life was always very big to us. That was how we got our name, Brightside Theater. So why not end our fifth anniversary season with a show that helps give us the title, as they sing, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. We are doing Monty Python's Spamalot. So it's been an incredible 5 years, and we've got a great following, and we look for more followers to come out and laugh with us. And really kind of our whole mission, because we are a non-for-profit, is to educate, enlighten, and to educate our audiences. And we've been doing
and entertain.
That.
And entertain you do. Julie is a fantastic actress. I saw her in, what was the production, Noises Off?
I did Noises Off.
Noises Off. Oh, my God. Weekend. She was a jittery, shaky, nerve-wracking wife, right?
Together, though.
You were amazing.
Came up with all the
you
solutions.
Did. You did.
So,
oh, she was
like
amazing.
Life.
Are you in this production too?
I am not. So, but I am blessed with a
tell us about the cast. Yeah.
Fantastic cast. So we have a cast of 17. Some who have done the show before, some who haven't. It was a crazy audition process. It was so easy.
You made Mark's dreams come true.
I know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love that. They came in. I was seriously crying, laughing so hard during the audition process. I mean,
really?
Talking, these are people who just get the script and kind of come in to do some scenes. And it was so easy. Everybody came in with that right. These are.
Where are you getting these people now?
All
you get them
over,
all over?
All
Mark,
over.
Where are you from?
I'm here in Naperville.
You're from Naperville?
So we get Naperville.
We have funny people, and
too.
I'm just
yes,
kidding.
We do.
Now, what's your background? Did you do improv or?
Yeah.
Were you one of those that made her cry, laughing,
yeah.
crying, falling?
Oh,
no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Now, I did music and theater, studied that, and pursued it long enough to realize that that's a really hard career to make. And
yeah.
I was getting married and stuff, so I went to a day job and decided to do it on the side. So I spent the rest of my life being a computer nerd during the day, and then my
so you're a computer nerd?
That most of the time.
During the day, so you're probably helping Julie out with some of her computer issues, right?
That
you look pay a little on the side, and then you do this on the side. Now, do you have any kids or?
Yep,
or
I got
family
three,
in the area?
Three wonderful kids, 19, 16, and 13.
Are they like, Dad? What are you doing?
So,
are you having, was this your midlife crisis?
No, no, no. My wife and I met doing music and theater in college.
So, I shouldn't say
so
that. Shame on me.
The
okay.
kids are all involved. In fact, my middle and youngest both do performances at their schools and in community groups
as well.
Oh,
that's all in the family.
So,
oh, that's great.
It's a family hobby.
How has it been working with the Brightside Theater? Now, Julie, close your ears. We don't want tell us the truth. No, I'm kidding.
You know,
I'm sure
it's
a blast.
Because this is
I
my
would love
first
to be in
show
one of those plays.
Yeah. Yeah. And I talked to some of my friends who have done shows with them in the past, and they said, you know what? That's a really great group to work with. There's no drama. They just do the show.
Oh, no. Julie's
really
no
great.
Drama.
Yeah. And I was like, that sounds like a group I'd like to be with. And they were doing Spamalot, which is a show, as a performer, I've wanted to do for years and years, but just every group that was doing it didn't work with this schedule or that schedule or whatever. And this one, I was like, I have to try.
Really?
So
oh,
really
well, we're talking to Mark Johnson, who's playing Sir Lancelot in Spamalot this season this is the close of the season.
Yes, it is.
For the Brightside Theater. And Julie Kornick is here. She is the founder and executive director. I am so excited to see this. Okay, what are the dates? And, oh, by the way, if you're looking for a gift for mom for Mother's Day, how about it?
Or dad.
Or
we
dad for Father's
run
Day.
We on Father's Day.
Birthday,
we close on summer. Father's Day. So we will run actually June 3rd to the 19th. It is a great family gift. I mean, the kids would enjoy it. Probably more of the teenage years that they would get all the jokes.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a hysterical show. I mean, I remember as a young child watching my father watch Monty Python and Fawlty Towers and those kinds of shows. And I'm not sure I appreciated it as much as I did when I was really young. But as an adult, it is just such a fun show. Again, I think we like to do the no drama because, you know, life is dramatic enough as it is. So that's really why we focus on the comedies and musicals anyway. And this cast is just so talented. We've got a lot of folks from Naperville. We have actually a current North Central College student and a couple graduates. We've got some Naperville. We've got some cities surrounding suburbs. We've got some returning folks who've done other shows with us. And then we've got a big slew of new cast members, just like Mark, who's joined us for this production. So it's really a fun family affair. Come out and see it. Again, June 3rd through the 19th. And you can find us online at brightsidetheater.com or call the box office.
Or on Facebook.
We're so close to announcing our sixth season.
Yeah, I was
so
going to ask you about
some
that.
Hints.
Can we get
can
some
give
hints?
You hints?
All right.
So our season is going to be a classic Broadway season. So,
oh, my God.
It's
going
to be really
where
fun.
Where are all those auditions? I
it
love
is.
That. Fosse?
No,
no
Fosse,
Fosse.
But think big Broadway stuff. So our first show, and I can kind of give you a little hint. So the reason why we can't, I can't announce yet because
Kim Char, get over here to a mic because I'm killing everybody with my song.
We do have a restriction on one of the rights. So we have the show, but we cannot announce until mid June.
Okay.
Hold on tight till mid June. But Classic Broadway season. So our first show will be in November. It'll be the last 3 weekends in November. So it will go through. And close on actually Thanksgiving weekend. And what's so cool about it, it is, again, that classic theme, it is a classic Disney big Broadway musical.
All right.
So
Disney.
You got to get those kids and the
Mulan-ish.
Families and friends all out. You are going to want to see the show.
All right.
Then in March, we will have a classic Broadway play comedy that will be on our stage from a great American playwright. And then in the summer, in June for next year, we will have a big, big, big classic Broadway musical on that stage. And even the kids' show, which will be in March, is based really on that classic Broadway musical thing, too. So the kids are going to love doing that show for the Brightside Theater Youth Project, too.
All right.
We're excited.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see you, Mark.
Yes.
Sir Spamalot.
Yes.
And or Sir Lancelot
in
Spamalot. Okay, I got to get that right. I have never seen that, so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Are you a fan of the original movie, though, the Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Oh, yes, of course. And I grew up, just like Julie said, watching Monty Python.
Yes.
And Benny Hill.
Yes.
After the news, those two came up. And I have 5 brothers, so they're all weird like that. Anyway, I love it. Well, congratulations to you. I can't wait to see you, Mark, in the production. And
thank
Julie,
you.
Congratulations.
Thanks again, darling.
Can't wait.
Love
all
it.
Right. Check out brightsidetheater.com
yep.
for more information on tickets. Okay, thanks for coming by, you guys.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure.
You'll be back. We love having them back.
You're listening to The Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
All right, let's roll. We're rolling along. Loved having Julie Cornick in the house and her friend, the very talented Mark Johnson. You got to go see him at the Brightside Theater, Spamalot. If you missed the first half of the show, you want to listen to this because we had State Senator Tom Cullerton in talking about our veterans who we care very dearly about on this show. And we talked a little bit too much about the state budget, but we had to ask those questions. Kim Char, Meredith is now here. Kim, you're going to take the middle mic because this one's too short. You're going to break your back here. Kim Char Meredith is here.
Hi,
yay,
Dolly.
How are you?
I'm fine. It was nice to be in the studio with Julie and the folks at Brightside. We love their production.
Do you?
Have you been to them? Did you see Joseph and the Technicolor?
I missed that one.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Missed that one. But I've seen probably everyone since, mm-hmm. you know. And I love Julie and Noises Off. She just blew me away. I have so much admiration and respect for her. But if you haven't seen a Brightside Theater production, definitely go see Spamalot. Okay, a couple of announcements really quick. Kim Char Meredith is in the house. She is going to be talking about a new CD that's come back that she's just put out called Peel Me Back. I love this. She gave me notes. That's a first. Possible things to talk about. I mean, we got a lot to talk about.
No,
we go way
I'm
back.
I'm here to help you, darling.
I love it.
But let's make this easy, sweetheart. And we do go way back. Did you see that picture I posted on Facebook yesterday?
I did. I was so, I'm like, oh, my God, I look so young there and red in the face. She is right now, Kim is the music director at Unity in Naperville, Unity Church in Naperville.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I remember when you first started there, I was like, oh, my God.
That was about time, about 8 years ago, right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that is a great place for you because your music, you're reaching people. When I heard you, we were in bars, and I wanted to go to church afterwards because your message is just so spiritual. I mean, your voice is sweet, and then but the way this woman plays the guitar, look out.
Oh, thank you.
Look out. So I don't know. It's just been it's been a joy knowing you. And here's some other notes she wants me to say. 30 years, 16 albums. She is perhaps indie music's best kept secret. Yeah, I think so. Go to her Facebook page and like it. Kim Char Meredith Music, right? Did I get that right?
Is
it Kim Char Music?
I think it's just Kim Char.
Kim Char Music.
Music.
Okay.
Look me up.
So that CD, the new CD is called Peel Me Back. It just released. Am I saying everything you want me to say in here? I love this.
Sure.
Oh, all the songs. Oh, like, I love these titles of the songs that you have here. I saw them on your Facebook page. Okay,
oh,
this is
– you're
giving me notes. It's throwing me off.
And you know
okay.
what? For the 5 pages of notes that I gave you, you just called it down
I just
very,
down.
Very nicely.
Kim
That's the professional you are, Dolly.
No, not really.
I've always known this.
I try really hard. But Kim and I met – she was the producer, the sole producer of Chicago's Mama Palooza. And I came on board to help you out with that. We tried it for a couple of years. And
had a great time.
We had a great time. And then, you know, I think I had young kids, and you had probably just started at Unity, and we just, you know,
we
got busy. And I think we're doing even greater things now. I mean, I love Mama Palooza, don't get me wrong, but it's too bad we could never really get that going in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know, Mama Palooza is still happening, and I think they have one. Within
Uh-oh.
15 miles of here happening.
Oh, you're kidding.
So whoever you are listening, go ahead and look it up online, mamapalooza.com.
It's like a music festival with moms.
Exactly. Moms who rock.
Moms who rock. That's
moms
right. And
rock.
Kim and I rock, that's for sure. We rock. but Kim is here to promote her new CD, Peel Me Back. I love this. So tell us about this Peel Me Back. What is that all about? I can only imagine.
You know, I can't.
You're eating a banana.
Not quite.
And the banana was saying, "Peel me back."
I don't know if I should say so much.
No,
come on. I've got to keep some mystery here, Dolly.
You're the songwriter. You want to know about your, you know, the songs. What did they mean to you? What was this new CD? What were you going through that you prompted you to write these songs?
You know, a lot of it was trying to move deeper, mm-hmm. reflecting on who I am, how I express myself in the world, and
this woman.
Feeling me back has everything to do with kind of stripping those layers, all
mm-hmm.
those identities or ideas of who we think we are, peeling that back to get back to the core, the essence of who we are.
Oh, I love that. And what did you find when you peeled it back?
Woo! You know what I find? Something really bright and shiny, and it makes me go, yes.
Oh.
Yes, and it makes me smile. And you know, I can say that in the greatest confidence and joy because I know that for everyone who peels back the layers, that's there for them too. It's not just in me. So it's a joyful discovery. Not the easiest at times to kind of feel back, but
mm-hmm.
when you get there, it's
mm-hmm.
such a joyful discovery.
I like it. Now,
Thank
what
you.
Would you recommend to someone who wants to peel back and find joy again in their lives? They're not... there right now. Listen to the CD. Get you halfway there.
Yeah, that's a help because certainly there's a lot.
And we can find this music
CD.
On iTunes, right?
Actually, okay. It will be there in 1 week.
Okay.
Yes, but...
But the CD is available.
The CD is
okay.
available. They can go to my website, which is kimchar.com. That's kimchar.com and order it from the site next
okay.
week. But great ways of going in. You know what? Sometimes... It's just getting away. The first step. The first step is getting away from the noise. Man, if we can't get in a place where every once in a while we're just not hearing everyone talking at us and to us and just being surrounded with a blaring TV and whatnot.
This is why moms love Kim Charmer.
let's settle down. Let's just settle down. And I know a lot. I know for myself, a lot of the time, I didn't mind a blaring TV or a lot of noise because I really didn't want to go in. And kind of see what was
peel
there,
back,
you know. Yeah,
because
mm-hmm. sometimes we look back and find things that, you know, might be painful, but it's okay. You're okay. When the time is right, you'll know to go in, and you'll know that you'll be safe in doing this inner work, as it were.
Nice. I like that. Okay, you're going to play some songs for us?
Sure. Well, let's.
What's your favorite song on this?
Oh, dude, never ask the song.
Oh, really?
This is a never.
I always do. I guess that's a no-no, huh?
can you hear all this? We're gonna put a mic on the guitar. Let's put this down here.
There you go. So we're talking to Kim Char Meredith, musician, singer, songwriter, one of my favorite performers. She's based in Naperville as the music director at Unity in Naperville, but she's known all around Chicagoland. You've played all over in Chicago, the Beat Kitchen. I mean, what house parties? I know from you and I, we did a house party once when I was in that crazy band. Remember?
No, I did.
Playdate. But yeah, so very well known around Chicago. And so if you're listening beyond Chicago, check out Kim Charm Meredith's music in a week on iTunes. And you can check out her Facebook page and Twitter. And do you have a website too?
Yeah. KimCharm.com. That's KimCharm.com.
I love it.
I have to put that dash in there. People are like, Kim Char? Kim Char, Kim, and they yeah. don't know what, and that dash, they can't find it if they don't put the dash, the little hyphen there, so don't forget my hyphen, folks.
All right, so what's this song?
Well, this song is off the new CD. It's called Let Love Ride.
Oh, I love all the titles on the CD. Go ahead.
Thank you. Making my way up a hill, I carry with me calling to fulfill. Every step I take along this earth and road leads to a crossing where I get to choose the way to go. At the crossing, I decide to cross out all fear and I let love ride. I am a snow white dove digging through the sky. I do not turn left, I do not turn right. I spread open my arms and lift up my eyes and I let love. Making your way up a hill, you carry with you, calling to fulfill. Every step you take along this earth and road, it leads to a crossing where you get to choose the way to go. And at the crossing, you decide to cross out all fear and you let love rise. You are snow white dove taken to the sky. You do not turn left, you do not turn right. You spread open your arms and let you let love rise. Oh, you are so adorable, taken to the sky. Yes, you do not turn left, yes, you do not turn right. You spread open your arms and you take flight and you let love rise. Yes, you do. We let love. Lift up my eyes and I let love rise. I am a snow white dove taken to the sky. I do not turn left, I do not turn right. I spread open my arms and I take flight and I let love rise. But yes, I do.
You know, oh. It's always got an amazing message. Oh, I got goosebumps. Spiritual. But you tell us, you know what? I know what you're going through. Hard times. But the sun always rises.
Absolutely.
Brighter days are ahead.
your message is always one of that. Like, I can relate to you. We all have hard times, but there's joy. So
yes.
Focus on the sun. Focus on the joy ahead.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
you have that choice when you hit that crossroad.
You really do. And I've got to let people know, I'm not the only one who sings. There's a whole genre called positive music or posi music. No, this is a thing.
Is it really? It's called posi music?
Posi music.
I thought it was just Kim Char, Meredith music.
There are so many people doing posi music these days. And the whole idea is to write and sing songs and share what lifts you. What lifts you up,
yeah.
You know?
This is the kind of music that anybody can listen to and should listen to. But I, as a mother, I like to hear this kind of music in the car when the kids are in the car with me.
Yes.
You know, there's all that pop music, and we listen to that all the time. And so as a parent, you need to be purposeful and be conscientious. Grab a CD in that posi music, Kim Char Meredith genre, and play it in the car. And you know what? If you play it, I remember when I first started listening to country music, my kids were like, Ma, turn that off. And I played it over and over. Now they love it. Just keep playing
it. That's it.
They don't want to hear it. But this is such good messages.
Yes, there are so many
good messages from your music. And through the years that I've been listening to you, you know, all those songs are just so wonderful and great to hear and good to fill your head with.
Absolutely.
But also, you have a great voice.
Well,
amazing voice,
darling.
And a great,
thank you.
A great song.
Thank you.
I want to play another one, but we're almost out of time.
I know, but that's okay. It was important with the senator. It was an important interview. Get all that information out. And I'm glad to hear they're getting some things done.
That's hopeful.
See, that's positive. I'll take that.
We try to keep it positive on the show. Good stuff. Hey, what's the good word? Kim Char Meredith came by today. We're so glad that you could finally come
in
the studio.
Thank you so much. And I'd be happy to come by again sometime and sing a song or two.
Yes.
Let's do it
again this summer.
Oh, last.
We'll have like a summer concert.
Right here.
Maybe we should get the organizers of
Mama
Palooza.
A posi music concert. Jolly McCarthy. You want to do it?
You got it. Let's do it.
Okay.
You got some other posi musicians?
There are so many wonderful.
Do you have any
musicians.
Local ones that you can reach out to?
I do. Actually,
you know
a few people are coming by on tour. I need to hook you up.
Oh, let's do this. Let's do a posi tour or a show. By the way, I want to mention this because I was reading the notes, and we forgot to mention that Kim Char is also a Grammy winner. It's Hawaii's version of the Grammy. How do you say it?
I know it's hard to pronounce.
Na hoki, not na hoki, ha ha.
go slow with me, Dolly.
Na hoku hano.
A word.
Can I go to Hawaii with you sometime?
Yes. So, na hoku hano hano.
I'm going to walk around with this big celebrity, this big Grammy winner from Hawaii. You know what? Your music is just amazing, Kim.
Thank you, so glad
you come back. The new CD is called Peel Me Back. I love this woman. Check out her music, really. And play it for your children. Kim, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much,
Dolly.
It's
so good to see you.
Good to see you.
How are things at Unity and how are things in life in general? We're going to try to wrap it up.
Sure. Things are wonderful at Unity. Folks, we have a new home. I don't know since last time I spoke with you.
No.
It's at 1600 Shore Road in Naperville, kind of just off of Deal, in fact.
All right.
So not too far away. Mornings, Sunday morning services at 10 a.m.
And Kim is singing and playing the guitar.
And I am part of the Highest Good, our worship team.
Oh.
And we have Reverend Kitty Benson. So anyone listening, please come join us Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Oh, thanks for the invite. That's so nice.
Welcome.
So nice. Okay, I have a couple announcements to make before we lose. Thank you, Kim, again
You're
for
welcome.
Coming. Kim Char Meredith, check out her music, kimcharmeredith.com.
Kim-char.com.
Okay, real quick, Maze Lake Ministry annual benefit, Pour Out Your Hearts, Friday, May 20th at Butterfield Country Club in Oak Brook. Check out mazelakeministries.org. And Habitat for Humanity will be out there for the Women Build. This is May 3rd through May 7th. Come build some houses with us in South Elgin. And finally, the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Walk is happening on July 24th, and we are sponsoring that to raise money and fight pancreatic cancer. So thrilled to be a part of that again. That's Sunday, July 24th. Together, we will beat pancreatic cancer. Check out pancreaticcancerresearchevents.org or call 866-789-1000. Thanks, everybody, for being on the show. Thank you all for listening to the good show, my friend Kim Char Meredith. I'm so happy that she was here today. I love her music. Check it out, kimcharmeredith.com. All right, have a great week, everybody. If you haven't liked the show on Facebook, please do so and follow on Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. Thanks for listening. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week on the good show, the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks for listening.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. Dolly McCarthy Show.